So let's dig in here to the elements of a high retention culture, the first and the foundation of a high retention culture and a healthy performance culture is appreciation and respect. Appreciation and respect are the foundation of this, and no other elements of a healthy culture can be built on top unless appreciation and respect reside primarily. So you have to begin, this all begins with leaders believing that all people are created with great talent. I personally believe that every human being has talent within, but the reality is it is very difficult. But the most important part of a manager and leader's job to pull and untap that potential so that they can utilize their talent. So the fact is that this is a very difficult task, but it's very important if you want to retain your people. Once leadership holds the belief that every employee has talent to be unleashed and starts to try to unleash it, the fundamental component is that every person wants to be heard. Good, intentional listening skills is the primary way to show people respect and that they are appreciated. How many of us in this room think it is easier to communicate than it is to listen? Most of us. Good. I do, that's for sure. We are busy people. We live in a task-driven environment where our phones ding at us every minute. We're constantly bombarded by so many things right now. It is harder to truly listen today than it has ever been in the history of mankind. Are any of you listening to me? Just kidding. The thing about listening is we know the importance of it, but the fact is, to be truly an expert at listening, it is not a skill that's innate. It is something that you have to intentionally embrace and learn ability to be a good listener and effective reflector. As leaders, we need to communicate, but we also need to connect through good listening. So I've coined a term that I think is the best way to establish a culture of respect and appreciation, and it is connectication. Connectication is the mix of communication and connecting. I recently read a great book by John Maxwell. I would definitely recommend you pick it up if you're interested in being a better communicator and connector. It's called Everyone Communicates, But Few Connect. When you look at connection, you are going to connectication, the ability to establish rapport, inform, direct, use good nonverbal skills so people understand your actions. And then you look at connecting. Listen reflectively. Focus on them, the talker, not you. Look to serve their needs. Find some common ground to build additional rapport. These are all ways, ultimately, that you can build a culture of respect and appreciation. But there's many others. So let me just ask you, are there ways that you have built or seen a culture of respect and appreciation in some of your units? I have a few that we do in our company that I will highlight. And then, you know, if there's any more that you want to share, I love that. These are very simple. I don't do this because we're a team of four, so it would be a little bit anticlimactic, but I would encourage you to do an employee of the month. It really shows respect and appreciation for hard work. We do have a system called Caught in the Act card. It's a little business card, kind of like what you'd see at Smoothie King or something, where you know you buy 10 smoothies, you get the 11th for free. Whereas if I, as leadership, experience something where one of my employees went the extra mile and did something exceptional to really further our mission and values, then I stamp their card. And when they get to 10, then they get to pick from a day off or a monetary or a certain monetary incentive. I also have a rejuvenated focus on remembering milestones and recognition moments. Birthdays, years of service, good performance, and good attendance are things that you need to make sure that you call out in your employees because it shows appreciation and respect. The fact is, these are very little programs that take very little time, very little energy, and very little money. But what they do, it's these little things that have the strongest impact to show your workers that they are respected.